festival of an olive. Tanur Rabbanan, six lines down. Ma'aseh Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. There's a story with Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Shoya Oymed Agav Milo Bahar Havayis. He was standing on one of the steps. Rav Yeshua was standing on one of the steps in the Har Havayis. Ra'ohu ben Zoyma, v'lei Omed b'fonav. Ben Zoyma was there, saw Rav Yeshua and did not stand up. Ben Zoyma was sitting. He did not stand up as required by halacha to stand up for the Rebbe. From where are you coming from? Where are you going to, Ben Zoyma? Like, you know, he understood that his mind was distracted. What's going on? I was contemplating, trying to look literally, but I was contemplating the separation between the upper waters and the lower waters. Vein bein zel zel shalosh etzbaos bavat, and the gap is only 3 fingers' breadth wide. Shenemar, the Ruach Elokim is hovering over the water. The same way that the dove is merachef, it hovers over its children. Ben on the Gaza does not touch. So, in the gap which it puts between itself and its offspring is 3 etzbos wide. So that is the gap between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Hatachtonim. Amar lehen Rav Yeshua l'talmidov. Rav Yeshua told his talmidim, Adayin ben Zoyma mibachutz. Ben Zoyma is still mibachutz, from the outside. The different portion may say, what does it mean he's from the outside? It means he's not 100%. His mind is not 100% back and normal. Mamshak, as we said before, Ben Zoyma his mind was affected. Or means an understanding of the Torah is on the outside. Because what's the problem? The Ruach Elokim im rachefes is a pasuk in the Yom Rishon. The Havdolah, the separation between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim took place by Yom Sheni, who the Havoy. You see, by him Havdolah in Mayim Lemoyim. So, bring a raya for the separation between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim from a pasuk of Ruach Elokim im rachefes al panei Mayim is totally not correct. It's not connected, and it's obviously his mind is not functioning well. So Mara says, okay, become so fine. So, but how large is the gap? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kamolo Nimutz, the width of a hair. Ronan Army Kiguda de Gamlo. It can't give you a hesbon these 3 different opinions. What, you know, why each one says what they say and how? What's the difference? What, the significant difference? Go to the Gamma. Rashi says is that when they would lay boards for the like a footbridge to go across a chasm, whatever it is, so you lay the boards. There's going to be a small gap between the boards because the nature of the boards is not perfectly straight. So there'll be a gap. So that's the gap that you're referring to. Like 2 garments, one was lying over the other, that there's very minimal gap, but there is some gap. Are like 2 cups, which are one is embedded in the other. You're holding, you have 2 cups, put one inside the other. So there's basically almost no gap. I have no idea what the nafkamina will be between the 3 different pshatim for. I also have no idea exactly what that means. Where the Ma'amar Yadam and Ma'amar Tanur meet, and where this gap is, I don't know what Ma'amar Yadam and Ma'amar Tanur are either. So the whole thing leaves me. Whatever the Gemara says, fine. The Gemara says Acher Kitzets Benatias. So we said that Acher separated the things which were only branches from the source, from HaKadosh Baruch, which is the source. And he perceived them as having some type of independent existence. That's called Kitzets Benatias. When he entered into the this vision over here. So Allah because of Omer, don't use your mouth to cause damage to your body. So his perception and the way he presented, etc., caused him to be punished. So what exactly did he see? Chaza mitatron the isyayev lerishusa the mesiv the michtav is achmosa the yisrael. He came up to Shemayim and he saw the malach matatron sitting. He was given rishus to sit in order to write the schusim of klai yisrael. The Zohar refers to matatron as safar rabba. He's the main scribe in Shemayim. Omar. So Acher said, "Gemir, we have a masoro. To the malo lo yhavi lo yeshiva. There's no sitting up in Shemayim. Well, the tachrus, there's no rubbing against each other. There's no what's the word I'm looking for? Discord. What?
Competition.
Discord. Competition. Okay. Discord. Well, arif lo yip. There's no back." Like the, you look at the Maran Yecheskel, all the Malachim have faces on all sides. Like there's no backside to them. Well, Ipui, and they do not become tired. So Malachim don't sit. I see something sitting. So Chas v'Shalom, Beis v'Shuyas, hey, and it must be that there are two Rishuyas. Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to as Rishus in the sense that he's the source of everything. So there's two powers, because there's something else sitting. Must be he has his own independent power, Chas v'Shalom. So Zemora says that. So that perception created his problems. Afkuhu l'mitatrim. So the Ibn Hashem punished Mitatrim. Partially, Tosha says that this happened in order to indicate, but we'll see what happened in a second, to indicate to Acher that Matatra is not any more powerful than any other Malach. He's not an independent power. And there was some type of element of complaint against Matatra that he should have stood up to not allow Acher to make this mistake. And Chazal say that Matatran, different than other Malachim, understands the machshavas of people. So Acher Matatran specifically would understand what this person was thinking, and therefore he should have responded by standing up to prevent this mistake. So they afkul the Matatran, they took Matatran out. So before Shem say means from the out of the inner sanctum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umechayuhu shitin pulsi denura. They gave him 60 lashes of fire. Amalei, they said to him, I don't know who,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The curse that they've talked about in recent years, that there is the pulsi denura.
Yeah, this is
this is where
this is where it comes from. Yeah, only my time of. Okay, why, when you saw him, did you not stand up? Not stand up in his honor, but stand up to prevent this mistake. given his, Atosha says that there were other sources of the downfall of Acher, that just some very not pleasant things about Acher, the Rishami says, etc. What things that he did, and he killed people. You know, there's a whole list of things that Tosis talks about. But the source of his problem was either the he had problems already. The Mor says he saw a case where a person was being mekayem kibud av v'aim. And Shiloh HaKein, and he died. He says, well, the Torah promises that you have a Rikus Yomim. He didn't understand about Rikus Yomim Elam Haba. Chazal say that there's that one time, the reason why it happened is because his mother, when she was pregnant with him, she one time passed by a place of Avodah Zorah and allowed herself to take benefits from the smells of the Tekrevis of Avodah Zorah, and that smell affected her tremendously and created a problem in her blood. There's another pshat that says that the Medrash says that his father was from the Gedolei Romi, and by his bris, so the Chachamim came, and they said, let's do our things, and the Mor says that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua sat there and they started talking and learning. They went from Torah to Vim to Ksuvim. And there was a tremendous fire which came around their process, and he thought the house was on fire. The owner of the house was on fire. He came running, what are you doing? And he realized it was this beautiful Kedusha of Torah. He says, I want my son to be like that, to have this covet. So his purpose of sending his son to Lumen was only because of the covet. So there are many different problems that he had. Because I'll say that he was sitting and learning Torah, and while he was sitting and learning Torah, the works of the Greeks were falling out of his bosom, and he was carrying hiding them inside of his thing. A lot of problems that he had. So, but he got to where he got to when he comes to Shemayim. So the Metatron should have been aware that there's going to be potential for danger, and he should have gotten up. And where it says. So how can you say it was given rishus to the Tatran to erase the schusim that Acher had been recorded in the ledger? They were erased. The Mor says it in the context of Torah Rishonis. The Mor says there's a concept, you know, how do you lose the schusim? A person regrets what he's done, he loses the schusim. We had that in Kedushin. I think I told you then. So Rukhonan has a question. So what's the Bechidosh of Tshuva? If even when it comes to mitzvahs, if you regret it, you lose the mitzvahs. So if you regret the veris, you lose the veris. Right? You know, like, what's the Bechidosh of Tshuva? If a person is Torah Rishonis, works. So he explains why that's incorrect. So he lost his schusim. This is a baskel, but a heavenly voice came out and said, "Shuvu vanim shavavim." So that's a pasuk, and the pasuk says that shavav is a person who's wild. He's going shavav. He's going uncontrolled. So even the banim shavav, even the people who are totally disregarding the Torah, they're totally wild out there, should do tshuva. Chutz mi acher, except for acher. So the Baal Shem Tov said that the acher, we have no interest in him doing tshuva. Now some of the foreshadowers point out, it didn't say he couldn't do tshuva. Since we have no interest, acher interpreted that he can't do tshuva. That wasn't, you know, like Lerem Meir says, the money of the tshuva. She says, you know, he says, well, I already told you that they said, you know, I'm out. But what was the mayor thinking? The mayor was thinking, they didn't say you were out. They said that we're not going to help you do tshuva. We're not just doing tshuva. It didn't mean you can't do tshuva. So we're going to this word, So the Archer said, well, Omra Hoyal Be'itrid, once I'm already out, already have been pushed out away from my chance to do tshuva and get Olam Haba. So, Hoyal Be'itrid Hal Gavra, that person, meaning himself, is out. Now, Omra from that world, Leipik Lishani Bahayama, let's have a good time in this world. Nofek Achel Tavos Ra, he went out to the foreign culture. Nofek Achel Zaina, he went to a woman who's a Zaina Tava and asked to have relations. Omrele, Balav Elisha ben Avuya, aren't you the Tamachochem Elisha ben Avuya? So, what he do to respond to that was Oker Pugla Mimishra Bashabas, he pulled out a radish from the furrow in the ground that it was on Shabbos. He's Bechal Shabbos. Yoyevlo and gave it to her. Amra, she said, Acherhu, he must be somebody else. He's not Elisha ben Avuya. Some unfortunately learned that was where he got his title, Acher. Shol Acher is her mayor. La'acher, she has to have a story. Acher and Rameir were having a conversation after Acher had already become he left the fold. Amalei, Acher said to Rameir, my to receive gam ezelu mazeb osa ahuelukim apasik in Kohelis, that Kosh Baruch Hu makes elements which are contrasted. So what's it referring to? Amaloi, so Rameir said, he thinks the pshat in the pasuk is Koma Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu. Boilomoi, Bora Kenegda, whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, he created something else which corresponds to it. For example, Bora Horim, Bora Gavoyos. He created the high mountains. He also created the lower hills. Bar Yamim, he created the river, the oceans. Bar Naharis, he created a larger. What it means, a contrast doesn't mean a contrast. It means a corresponding element, which connects with it. There's higher and lower. There's higher and lower stages of creation. So Acher said to Rameyer, Rabbi Kiva, Rabcha loy omer kach. That's not how you're a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Well, Rabbi Kiva, your Rabbi explained it differently. Ella, how to explain it? Bara tzedikim, bara rishoyim. Version created tzedikim and rishoyim. Bara ganedim, bara gehenim. So there's contrasts. The two extremes, the tzedikim and the rishoyim, the ganedim and gehenim. Everybody has two portions. Everybody has a chelik up above and down below. Zochat tzaddik, not the chelik of a chelik chaver beganeden. Yisrael Rosha, not the chelik of a chelik chaver beganeden. So the tzaddik gets to get his portion in the ganeden. He also takes the portion of the Rosha, and the Rosha takes the portion of the tzaddik in Gehenna. So the Chofetz Chaim says, how does that work exactly? Like, you know, I mean, like, how exactly do you transfer portions? Like, why? It's two questions. Like, why should that happen? And exactly which Rasha and which Tzaddik? You know, there's like more than one Rasha, more than one Tzaddik. So how exactly do you decide? Well, okay, Tzaddik A gets, you know, Rasha A's. I mean, how do you connect? Says what the Mor is referring to is a case where there's a tzaddik and the Rosha which live in proximity to each other. And the Rosha is making his business to make it difficult for the tzaddik to do Sirvei Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. He's trying to prevent him from Sirvei Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. So the end of the day, that tzaddik will many times be limited in the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu due to the efforts of the Rosha. So what it's saying is that the chelik of Gehenna, which the tzaddik deserves for his lack of proper avoda, will be transferred to the Rasha because the Rasha is the source of the problem. And the tzaddik will receive more reward in Shemayim because he had to serve under such adverse circumstances due to the Russia, which is causing this difficulty. So the Russia, in a certain sense, will increase the portion of the tzaddik in Gan Eden, and the Russia will take the portion of the tzaddik in Gehenna. Right, we had that. We did that yesterday.
Okay, so I had this story that I read also before. It was sort of like a novel, but anyway, the issue was
that the novel is
it's a novel.
It's like, you know,
right? It's embellished, obviously.
But embellish means you start out with the truth and you embellish it. Okay.
Well, my question is: did he lose it? As when he came back, or when he was there, that wasn't part of his inheriting.
Well, the Moor says he lost it up there. He blew it.
That's the, right. It's interesting when he wasn't given a second chance.
There are, well, considering the Moor says that there were many different things that which contributed to get him to where he got to. So, you know, the Moor didn't say he wasn't given a second chance. That's what Ramirez says to him later on, that they said, we're not interested in having you back. We didn't say you can't come back. He interpreted that he can't come back. You know, the higher up you are, the more responsibility that you're given, and the worse, the greater impact your mistakes make. So, you know, you can't be one of the people who's Nicholas Lepardus and then, you know, say, well, give me a second chance. You know, so it's like a little different. So Amar Masharshi Mikro. So Masharshi says, where's the pasuk which indicates this idea that there is this portion swapping? So Gabi Tzadikim Ksiv. So by Tzadikim it says this pasuk in Shai says Tachas. I'm going to read you the pasuk. It says this pasuk starts with Tachas Boshtachem, in place of your embarrassments. Mishnah uklima of this embarrassment, yirayinu chelkom, they will be praising or singing. Lachen ba'artzam mishnah yiroshu simlas elam tiyalehem. Therefore, they will in their land they will get a double portion. Ba'artzam mishnah double portion yiroshu they're going to acquire, and they're going to have a simchas elam. They're going to have just happiness. And then by the Rishoyim there's a different pasuk which says Gav Rishoyim Ksiv Mishnah Shiboron Shavrim, and a double portion of destruction, we're going to break them. So they're going to get the double portion of destruction. Sholachas or Meir Lachas Yetzal Tavis Ra. Again, they're having this conversation between Acher and the mayor. Ma'adisib, the pasuk says, "Lo ya'archena zahav uschuchis etmrosa klipos." That you can't compare it. Lo ya'archena. You can't compare it to zahav and schuchis. Cannot compare to it. It's also klipos. You would exchange it for klipos for these very, very expensive types of gold. Amaloi. So Rameir said to Acher, "Elo de vetera shekashon liknoisa kikli zahav uklipos menechon laabdon kikli zchuchis." That tera is difficult to acquire. The knowledge of tera is difficult to acquire. Like very expensive items, these gold and the klipos is like a very expensive type of gold, And but it's very easy to lose them. Just like a kli zchuchis, you drop it one time and it smashes. So it doesn't have the, it has the expense of the kli zchuchis, but it doesn't have the durability of the kli zchuchis. So you can learn Torah and put a tremendous effort in. Then you don't chazir it, you lose it. So Amar Loi, so Acher said back to Remeir, Rabbi Kiva Rab Choloi Amar Kach. That's not how Rabbi Kiva explained the pasuk. Ela mat kli zahav kli zchuches al pishe nishperu yesh lem takana. Kli zahav kli zchuches, when they break, you can fix them. You can remelt them and make them again. Atamachachum al pishe sorach yesh le takana. Atamachachum, even though he has sorach, he is. Literally, Tzirchen is, he's become smelly. But Yeshua Tekona, he can be corrected. His Torah, which he has, will allow him to be rejuvenated. So you're saying that it's easy to be lost, but it's lost in a way that it can be repaired. Amaloi, Avatah Chazor Becha. So you should do tshuva. Ach was riding a horse in Shabbos, which is against the halacha. And the mayor Mahalach Acher of Lilma Torah Mipiv, mayor was walking with him, absorbing the knowledge of Torah from what Acher was saying. So the Gemara says that Acher told, once they got to the Tchum, Amar Le Meir Chazor Lacharecha, you have to go back. Shiarti Ikve Susi, I calculated according to the amount of steps that my horse took. An Kan Tchum Shabbos. Here's the Tchum. You have to go back. You can't go any further. Amar Le Avatoch Chazor Bruchah. So you also come back.
Rabbi Mayer was trying to learn Torah from this point while he was on the horse on Shabbos.
Right. The Gemara's going to ask how he's able to do that. The Gemara talks about that. So do tshuva. Amalei, but look, Kavar Martucha, didn't I tell you that Kavar Shemati Mechuri Paragon Shubad and Shabbat and Mechutz Miachir? So it's lost. It's all over. Where says Takbe Ayla the Beit Midrash. So Meir grabbed him and forced him to come to the Beit Midrash. So Acher says Amar Leli Yenuka Psoikli Pitzukecha. Now tell me over the pasuk that you're learning. And we've met this idea before that it was sometimes like a form of like a message that they would get the point. That's the method, you know. So he says, what pasuk am I learning? Amar Leli Ein Shaloi Mamar Hashem LeRishoyim. Okay. There's no peace for the Rishoyim. So the Kacher says that's a very appropriate pasuk. So Ayla the Beit Kanishta Achriti. So he took him to another shul, another base of Medrash. Amalei Yenuka Pesukli Pesukecha. Amalei. So he said, Kim Techapsi by Nesser. Even if you will wash your stain with Nesser, which is a type of a cleansing agent. The Sabriloch Baris, and you'll have a tremendous amount of Baris, which is again another cleansing agent. Your sin will remain as a stain in front of me. So, okay, that's very encouraging. It goes to another basic Knesset. Tell me a pasuk. So he says the pasuk is Va'at Shadud. You are going to be. What translate? Plundered, thank you. Okay. Ma tasi, what can you do? Kisilbashi shani, even you put on your beautiful clothing. Kisadi edizov, you put on your jewelry. Adizov, your beautiful jewelry. Ki the pasuk says kisikri bepuche na'ach, you're going to put in your this mascara in your eyes. Lashav Tisyapi. It's all a waste of time to just attempt to make yourself look beautiful because I'm disgusted with you. Okay? So whatever you're trying to do to fix, it's not gonna work. Island making ishtakriti, island the place are making ishti. They took him to 30 different places. Kulub sukali paskuli kihai gav. So everybody the psukim are all along this type of thought process. Not very encouraging. So the Mura says the Basra, but the last one, he said psukli psukecha. Tell me your pasuk. Amalei l'rosha pasuk tilim. Amara l'kim. So the Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu says malachol esarpa chukoi. What are you taking? Why are you discussing my words of Torah? Now how yinuka have a megamgam malishne, the child which he chose to speak to him was a person who had a little bit of a He had a stutter. He had difficulties, a stammer speaking. Didn't speak clearly. Ishtama, so it was heard. Kamod the Amarle, as if he had said the following. Rele Elisha Amar Lakim Malachol Esar Bechukoi. So Larosha Amar Lakim came out. Elisha Amar Lakim. So he heard this young man telling him that Bereshit was saying to you, why you're learning my Torah. Some say what happened. The next thing which happened was that Sakina Havibade that Acher had a knife with him. Vikara, he cut the child up. Vishadal Taser Bekanish, he cut him to 13 different pieces and sent him to all the 13 different shuls. Some say Omri Ihavoy Biyodi Sakina Havikaranale. He didn't have a knife, Baruch Hashem, but he said if he would have had, that's what he would have done. Why did this poor kid get it worse than everybody else? He touched Acher where it hurt. He says, your learning is worthless. One thing that Acher had left was that he still learned. Right? So, and this kid said, the Bereshit says to you, I'm not interested in hearing what you have to say. Your learning is worthless. So that, he couldn't deal with that. So, they couldn't deal with that. He just decided not to deal with that, but you know, that's where it hurt. Kinoch nafshad Acher, when Acher was nifter, and he died, Samur says that Omri, they said in Shemayim, Lo meidin ledainei, v'lo la'amal dosei leisei. We should not judge him. We cannot bring him to Elam Habo. That his learning did have some value, because we can't judge him, because we judge him to put him in the Gehenna. We can't do that because of the value of his learning. But he kept bringing to Shemayim, Mishum Dechot. He did tremendous hate. Mayor said, no, it's better to Ladine. Let him go through the judgment, through Gehenna. But let him eventually expiate his sins in Gehenna, and then let him go to Gan Eden to get his reward. So, I'm waiting for the day that I will die, and I will then be able to go to Shemayim and accomplish that a smoke should come out of the smoke will come out of the place where Acher is buried will indicate that he's being burned in Gehenna. Verses ki noch nafshid Remeir sol kutra mikivre de Acher, and that's what happened. Remeir was nifter. There started to come out a smoke, a cloud, a pillar of smoke started burning out from Acher's cavern. So verses Omer b'yerchanon. The Rebbe Yochanan said, "Gevurta lemikle Rabbi is such a chashav as that you can burn your Rebbe." Like, so, what did Rebbe do? So he caused that his Rebbe Acher was being burning in Gehenna. Like, it's not considered such a sounded like he did a good thing. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so happy with what Rabbi Meir had done.
I thought the point was that he was it was part of the kapara process.
Rabbi Meir said that's what Rabbi Meir wanted. Yeah. Right. The Rabbi Yochanan that says, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says, I think there's a better way of doing it. How so? Chad Havah Binana. So that we also had a member of our yeshiva, and he went out to Tarvis Raw. Well, Matzina Latzula. We weren't able to take him to Arlam Haba through our tefillah, but Inakte be Inakte be. If I take him by my hands, if I would take him by my hands, so then man marmalade. When I take him with my hand with me, who's going to take him away from me? Now I'm sure they're not sure the gears are in the kit in the biyade, not the biyad man marmalay man. So there's a double man over here. I'm not sure who the double man is. Amr Mosa Emos Bachaba Osher Mikvore. So Rechon said, "When will I die? And I will stop the smoke from coming." What's Rabbi Meir want to start her for?
Well, I guess he felt like he needed some purification.
So Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a better way. I'll come there and I'll take him by hand and bring him in the Gan Eden. So Mora says,
this Rabbi Yochanan, the
Amar, yeah. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, Pasuk Aleihu Hahu Safdano, so one of the people saying the Hesped said the following sentence, Filo Shemar Pesach Le'omad Lefanecha Rabbeinu. That the Shemar of the Pesach Gehenim couldn't stop Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan walked in Gehenim, took her Acher and pulled him out of Gehenim and pulled him in Gan Eden. The Shemar Pesach, that's the power of Rabbi Yochanan's Torah and Shemayim was so powerful that even the Shemar Pesach couldn't stop him. You got a picture of who Rabbi Yochanan was. I mean, you read, you know, it's like a cute story. You read the story, it's mind-boggling, the pictures of today. The schools of Rabbi Yochanan were so powerful that he could do so. I don't know what the words mean. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Third line. Me'ayin tova ve'ein lipchot. Like, what are you distracted with? I was thinking of my separations between the Maimayad and Maimatayan, and Maimayan and Mokam Kiburan, Moshe Kishrei Kipas Harakia Bekarka, the place where the Rakia meets the Karka. And the gap is 3 etzbot. Go to the gamla, because Mesadim Levochin shall gasher zuet. So you put the boards of the bridge one next to the other. There's always a gap between them. Behind glimi, behind kasi. There's a gap between there's a small gap between the items of clothing and the cups. Sufan and kuvan, they're bent over to one on top of the other. Achars kitzitz minatias. What does that mean? Kilkov ives. He went. He made things bent. Kishenev was the partis. When he went to Kardas, to Makatsa, to Anatias, he destroyed things. Fishadima Oisod. The reason why we use that moshul, because when we set out with, when we discuss what they're doing as Tzilsa Devorim Lenichus of the partis, you're going into a paradise, setting out with a orchard. So not going to listen to the kids of Benetias. Well, there in the orchard, he chopped down the trees. That's the moshul. So there's a gear to the Shemaim. There's not a meter, there's not yeshiva. So what he left with? Not a meter, not yeshiva, left with nothing. Rashi, that's not yours. Arav tibchol tzideim yeshem upon him. They have face in all directions. Ifui is yefus, becoming tired. Pulsi is makas makol bashtunadi. It's with a stick of fire. Puglis sinoin a radish. Mimeshra aruga from its furrow. You can lose them very easily by forgetting if you don't review. Kishach of Acher, when Acher died, Amri Berkia loy made them the dynasty. They said to Shemayim, we're not going to judge him. We're not going to take him to Elamoz. Rechon said, Chala have been on. We also had a Talmud Echad Hot Yibenenu Benichshel B'Yosel Tarbusro. We had a Talmud who left the fold. Ben Kerech Ben Kulonu. Through our tefillahs, we couldn't bring Dalam Haga. But if I get there, when I go meet him, he knocked the lebiyad man marmele. If I take him by hand up to Dalam Haga, me you can handle miyadi. Who can take him away from me? Marmele is lashon noitzel miyadi. It means taking it away from my hand. Yeshu dugma pesachim. They took it away from him. They took it away from it. They have a kikar b'fiach, where the Morris is the case, where there was a kikar, there was a loaf of bread in the mouth of an achbar. In the case over there was, the issues over there was seeing it skirring into the house, so we have to check the house for potential for chametz. And then a larger animal came and took it away from the smaller one. So loshan of a rumuye arme, took it away from him. So man, come me noy loshan kotzehu. That's the other man marmele man. Second man means not man means minoy for who will take away from me. Shemar pesach shal kehenam le'amid lefenecha rabbeinu mabayecha letzi acher misha. That the Shemar Pesach couldn't prevent Rabbi Yochanan from taking Acher out of Gehenna into Gan Eden. Okay. One little piece. Back in the Gemara. Verses, Bito Shal Acher Asher L'Kameh the Rebbe. Acher's daughter was impoverished. She came to the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amalei Rebbe, Pardesani, please give me my needs. Amalei Bas Mi At, who are you the daughter of? Amalei Bito Shal Acher, I'm Acher's daughter. Amalei Adan Yesh Mizarel Bailam. Acher still has any descendants in this world. Vaksiv. The pasuk says about the Russia, loy nin loy loy nechad ba'amoy ben sarid b'megurav. He will not have any descendants. And nin is a nin b'nechad is third generation, fourth generation. Ben sarid b'megurav. There's nothing left over in the places where he dwelled. The family is totally wiped out. Amar loy. So she says to Rebbe, so why should I want to, you know, support something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy? Amar loy, she said to Rebbe, Scarlet to Rosa, Baltiska Maisa. Remember the Torah that he learns. Miyad Yarda Eish, Sisus of Safsilosha Rebbe, so the fire came down from Shemayim and burnt, singed Rebbe's chair, to indicate that the Russian was unhappy with his comment about the Akhir. You have to respect him for the Torah that he did. So Bocha, Rebbe cried, Woman Rebbe, Malam Iskanim, Kach, those with all of the Torah they learned, they then abuse it, they don't keep the Torah, and the Bereshim still is protecting their covenant for the Torah they learned, setting down the fire from Shemayim. Those who use Torah properly and better themselves through it, Allah has kama v'kama, so much more so that their Torah will be valued. The Russian will give a tremendous cover for the Torah that they learn. Okay, the next piece of more deals with how Kaker and Mayer learn from Acher. We'll leave that for tomorrow.